Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
State representative from West Michigan has been arrested for drunk driving. Republican Brian Posthumus issued an apology for the incident, which happened Friday night near Grand Rapids. Posthumus was driving a car that went off the road, hit a mailbox, and flipped over. He was taken to the hospital to be checked out. His blood alcohol level was 0.13, which is over the 0.08 legal limit. In a statement, Posthumus apologized to his family, friends, and constituents, and said he is disappointed in himself for putting others in jeopardy. He says he's going to start attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Crash involving a Michigan State Police car sends two people to the hospital.
State police say the trooper was responding to a call with lights and sirens on when the crash happened at Maross and Harper on Detroit's east side Saturday just after 6 p.m. The other car involved flipped over. The state police trooper and the other driver are said to have non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio, 950.
A Rochester Hills man who has a traumatic brain injury and whose wife died 2 months ago is missing. Oakland County Sheriff's Department used drones, a helicopter, and police dogs while searching for 68-year-old Raymond Champagne yesterday. His caregivers told investigators that Champagne left his home on Kensington Drive in Rochester Hills Friday afternoon and hasn't been seen since. Champagne was wearing a blue flannel shirt and blue jeans. He has a gray or brown ponytail. Anyone with information asked to call the Oakland County Sheriff's Department or 911. Weekly number of coronavirus cases in the state has dropped for a second straight week. The state health department reported just over 3,400 new cases yesterday. For the week, there were slightly more than 25,000 cases. That's down about 9,000 from the previous week. Number of people hospitalized has also dropped over the past week. Since the pandemic started, there have been 17,742 Michigan residents who've died. Registration set to begin tomorrow for bar and restaurant owners interested in tapping into nearly $29 billion in federal stimulus money being made available. It's part of the so-called Restaurant Revitalization Fund.
$28.6 billion is going to go a long way to helping this industry dig out from what has been a horrendous 14 months.
That's Justin Winslow, president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. He says Michigan restaurants closed for 159 days last year have suffered disproportionately from the rest of the nation.
With 57% loss of sales year over year, that's more than twice as much as the national average for loss of sales in the industry. And to get that back, to get that opportunity to keep those doors open as we come out of this pandemic, it's going to need this kind of relief.
And even though he acknowledges $28-plus billion is a lot of money, Winslow says the need is much greater.
It really is only going to fund about 20% of what the anticipated demand is out there.
John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Even though sky-high lumber and building materials prices have delayed some projects, that doesn't mean builders are not busy. In fact, they're as busy as they were before the Great Recession. Michael Stofkopf, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Michigan, says the hot spots for new homes haven't changed much in 5 years.
Macomb Township, Novi, a couple different areas, Canton, in the three major counties, Oakland, Wayne, and Macomb, that's where those hot spots are. As far as new home construction, and part of that's driven by where the available land is to be able to do that as well.
Stofkopf's group is sponsoring this weekend's Novi Home and Garden Show for its final day at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. Time and ticket details at novihomeshow.com. Efforts are building to bring back those film incentives in Michigan.
There's legislation to create a two-tiered tax credit, and work groups are expected to start meeting later this month. State Senator Adam Ollier of Detroit supports the film incentives.
I was a part of the Black Mafia Family Star show they were filming here in Detroit just a couple weeks ago and helped them, you know, get permits and work through those spaces. As soon as we can make Michigan easy to film in, there's no question people are going to be back here because they're telling the stories that happened in Michigan, whether that's Detroit or Grand Rapids or up in the UP. Really important and interesting things happened here, and people want to start telling those stories. They should be telling them here.
Ollier says that show spent $40 million in just a week of filming, so he says imagine how much would be spent if we had those incentives. Beth Fisher, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A legend in Detroit theater has died. A notice posted at the Ira Kaufman Chapel says Joe Niederlander died yesterday at the age of 93. The family will have a private service Tuesday afternoon. Niederlander bought the Fisher Theater in the early 60s. The Niederlander organization sold it earlier this year. Free Press says Niederlander was known to work in the box office and with stagehands try without success to put an entertainment complex at the site of the old Michigan State Fairgrounds. Those who want to honor the memory of Joe Niederlander asked to make a contribution to the Parkinson's Foundation of Michigan.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!